We've been sold the idea that financial independence is all about some number on your account statement. Or even worse, that you don't qualify because of where you started out. That's just not true. It's not about some well-kept secret of the wealthy. It's about finding the right information and knowing how to apply it. On the Get Ready for the Future show, we're answering your questions so you can start making real financial change today. The journey to true financial independence begins right here. And it starts with you.
Helping people to discover, protect, and share true financial independence. This is the Get Ready for the Future show from Gen Wealth Financial Advisors. I'm John Shrewsbury. In with me is my longtime partner and co-host, Janet Walker. Janet, it has been a while since we have been on the radio doing the show like this. I have fun doing this when I'm in the driver's seat and Scott's going out somewhere else.
Well, I think he'll be okay with more vacation time. So
no,
I think we can work that out.
I like it occasionally.
Okay.
Just every once in a while. So we are here to answer your questions about retirement, investments, and your money. And you can actually reach out to us at any particular point in time during the show, after the show, anytime. If you want to text us a question, just text us at 501-381-5228, 501-381-5228. And we will try to get your question on the air. Our first question today comes from Gus in Bryant. Gus writes, I am 47 and just started my own business. What's the simplest way to start saving for retirement now? Gus, glad you asked. We do this all the time, and we've got lots of ways for you to save for retirement. Congratulations, first of all, on starting your business. We are both entrepreneurs. We started Gen Wealth almost 21 years ago. Hard to say 21 after we've said 20 for all year.
Yeah, but, you were just a little bit younger than what Gus is now. You were in your 40s, and Gus is in his 40s and when we started Gen Wealth. And so, Gus, speaking from, you know, kind of fast forward into your future a little bit, we've been there and done that as far as what you're looking at right now. So, going on the assumption that you're behind on retirement, I would consider a couple of options, not just one at this point, if your cash flow from the business will allow you to do it. So we're going to look at what can you do from the business perspective as far as what your retirement options could be, what you could set up through the business, and then what you could do personally through your income. And the other question that we don't really know is whether you're starting your own business and that is the only cash flow you have, or many people who start a business also still have their foot on first base as an employee somewhere while they're trying to steal second as a business owner. So if you still have that option, then we can talk through that as well.
Janet, let's first of all jump into some of the options here. I think as a business owner, one of the coolest things, especially if you don't have any employees or maybe you have your spouse working for you or one employee that you like a whole lot, then I think the SEP or the SEP IRA is a great alternative. It is very easy to do. It's very simple in terms of getting it started and administering it. There's no government red tape that you've got to go through, no testing and things of that nature that are involved in some of the more sophisticated retirement plans like a 401k plan or what have you. Let's talk about the SEP IRA.
So let me go ahead and list some other options as well, and then we'll kind of dive down into those. So there's the SEP IRA. There's a solo 401k as one possibility. There's a simple IRA, and if it's just you, this is what we don't know yet about your details, Gus. It sounds like it's probably just you, so several of these are not going to really be where you want to go. But for other business owners out there listening, these are some other possibilities. So the simple IRA, a defined benefit plan is a possibility. And then as you grow, this is absolutely farther down into the future, maybe a 401k. At Gen Wealth, we're probably about to make that transition from the simple to the 401k because of how much we've grown. So that is definitely farther down in the future. But John, back to the SEP.
Yeah, the SEP program is for individuals, and you essentially can contribute up to 25% of your self-employment income, maxing out at about $72,000. So if you are making really good money in your business, you can shelter a really significant amount of money in an SEP. Janet, I oftentimes, it looks like that, you know, Gus is working full time in this business, but for people who have gigs that mm-hmm. have sideline businesses. This is a great way for them to save some extra money
yeah.
and cut back on taxes, because everything that you put into the SEP comes off the top of your earnings as far as the IRS is concerned.
Right. And that is, as you get more employees, that's still going to be a benefit that you get from any of these plans. Like, John, for us as business owners, and we have employees who are participating in the Simple IRA, then that's an expense that we as business owners have. So it reduces the profit of the business and therefore the taxes, but it's a great incentive for our employees as well. So again, it's a question of, like, right now you've just started, so it's probably just you. But if you have other employees, then we want to look at what your other choices are as well.
Well, a solo 401k, if you have a spouse working for you, then both of you can participate in the solo 401k, and you've got contribution limits that are very similar to the SEP program.
Right.
And then from there, let's kind of talk a little bit about Simple IRAs. This is near and dear to our heart mm-hmm. because this is the IRA, the retirement program, rather, that we started. The only thing that it has in common with the IRA is it just has a label on it as an IRA, but it behaves a lot like a sort of a junior 401k program.
It doesn't have all of the expenses, all the reporting requirements that a regular 401k would have. We have referred to it, this is unofficial, but we've referred to it as a small business 401k. It's a dollar for dollar match, so up to 3%. So when somebody is contributing out of their $100, if they put in $3, then the business is going to also put in $3. But if the employee puts in $2, the business puts in $2. So you know, you can calculate ahead of time what is 3% of my team's wages, and then you know how much you could possibly be out. And if you have people who are on variable compensation, we have that here, then we know we can't really have a cap of what, you know, what our maximum exposure is. But if they go above and beyond, that means we have more income coming into the business. And so I'm comfortable with that additional exposure in terms of how much the business might be matching in that Simple.
Janet, one of the distinctions between a 401k plan and a Simple is a 401k plan can have a vesting schedule mm-hmm. on the company match. A Simple program does not have a vesting schedule, meaning the money is yours 100% from day one. And so if you leave that employer, you get to take that money with you. So Simple, SEP, and Solo 401k, those are great options for small businesses. Now, if you are a individual who makes a lot of money, maybe you are a consultant, maybe you are a salesperson, maybe you are in real estate, and you really make bank, you can think about a defined benefit plan. A defined benefit plan is the biggest contribution that you can make to a retirement plan. I've done several of these for business owners in Central Arkansas, and it is a very, very productive way to accumulate money rapidly. But now the cash flow that you need to do a defined benefit plan is pretty high, and you need to be able to commit to it over a period of time, because what you're really doing is you're running the numbers and you're creating this quote-unquote defined benefit in the future that you're going to have from this retirement plan. That is what informs or calculates the contributions that you can make to that plan. It is affected by your age, by your income, several factors like that, but it is a very, very lucrative retirement plan for people who are self-employed that make lots of money.
So to wrap up on this for you, Gus, a few things that I would say here at this point is, I would be sure that you take the time to meet with an advisor to discuss your details. And then in the future, be sure that you take the time to sit down and meet with an advisor on an annual basis, because things change. Even here at GenWealth, John and I are focused on individual finances for other people all the time. And it's easy for us to get our eye off of the finances of the business because we're busy working in the business. So this is one of those things where you take the time intentionally each year to meet with an advisor to help you plan for your individual future, because you're going to retire from your business at some point. but also for the health of the company financially. And then one other point that I would make is to be sure that you automate as much of this as you possibly can, because again, as a business owner, you're going to get busier than you ever would have imagined in the past. So automate as much as possible.
And if you want more free information about retirement, investments, and your money, simply go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe and search for GenWealth Financial Advisors. I guess you have to search first, then subscribe for all of our latest videos. All right. Our next question comes from Faith via a text. We're in our 50s and never really created a financial plan. That sounds like about, I don't know, 90%
most
of Americans.
Yeah.
We have some money in our 401ks, but we don't have a plan at all. Is it too late to start one now? Faith, it is never too late to start a plan, but every year without one is costing you clarity and confidence about your retirement. And as we alluded to, Faith is not alone.
Yeah, Faith, you are absolutely not alone. According to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, in a 2025 survey, so recent information here, of middle-class Americans who are not yet retired, about 79% of people in their 50s say that they're saving for retirement via a 401k or outside workplace plan. However, in that same group, only 21% had a formal written financial plan or strategy.
We have an interesting statistic at GenWealth. I still haven't seen but maybe one of these in my career, and I don't think you've seen one at all.
I still have not. In our 20 plus years apiece, really together, we're over 50 years of experience as financial advisors, and I have yet to see one single written financial plan brought into our company by a client who's coming here to meet with us. So not one. And you say you have one now?
I think I have one.
Just one?
Just one.
In 50 years between the two of us. So
crazy.
So most people don't have them, Faith. And even what we find, ironically, and this boggles my mind, but it is reality. Most people who are meeting and working with a financial advisor still don't have a written plan. Because most people in that situation are working with an advisor who is just focused on what are the investments, not what is the big picture and what investments do we utilize to make that big picture a reality. The big picture has to come into play, and that is the financial plan.
Now, Faith has got a fairly short timeline here, Janet.
Yeah.
So let's kind of dig in a little bit and help her to understand kind of how this would go. Because, having a financial plan is a good thing, but going through the process of having a financial plan is kind of scary to people.
Right. So we would start the conversation with some cash flow points. Just what would you like to have in retirement in terms of income? But more importantly, what do you need to have in retirement? So we talk about your required and your desired income. Help us understand that. And then what are your goals and dreams, both before retirement and during retirement? So all of that helps us pull together the information about what your, again, requirements and desires are, so that we can begin to look then at what tools do you have to make these things become a reality.
Janet, this is a really cool process once you kind of get into it. You know, what this plan will afford you is a look into the future. It will take what you are doing right now and project forward that if you don't change anything about what you're doing right now, here is the outcome that you're likely to get. Now, obviously, there are some variables there. There are some things there that you make assumptions about in any financial plan, but it is a forecast about where you are going. It's very good to know what destination you're going to end up in if you're driving down the road someplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's essentially what you're doing. But then I think the good financial plans take this one step further. They don't just tell you where you're going right now with what you're doing right now. A good financial planner is going to sit down and look at your situation and help you to understand the things that you could be doing to get to a better destination.
So, Faith, here's how it would work. Some of the things that we would touch on in a meeting with you. We talked about those initial questions that we would ask you in an initial meeting. But then beyond that meeting with you and your husband, your advisor would develop a personalized plan that addresses the following areas and quite a few more. So under retirement income planning, It will address how much you are contributing and whether or not it's enough. A lot of people have no idea. Maybe they're just putting in enough to get the match if they're doing that, but they don't know what end result that's going to give them, whether that's going to be enough. How's it invested, both in terms of the product type, the tax treatment, and the investment objective? Do we need to make any adjustments to that now? On the investment objectives, I'll hang out there for just a minute. A lot of people are too conservative with all their money as they approach retirement, treating it more like a stop sign to the entire portfolio rather than a yield sign with a portion of it. But you know, even from the time that you retire, you may still have a 30-year life expectancy from that point. So we need to not be too ultra-conservative. And then, John, in this retirement income planning, we're also going to pick up on a Social Security strategy.
Yeah, Social Security is one of those black boxes, if you will, of benefits that people just don't really understand. A lot of people say, I'm just going to take it at 62 because I got to get mine before they run out of money.
Right.
And that's not a strategy. You're still going to get a Social Security check. Even if Social Security ran dry, you'd get three quarters of the check that you normally would have gotten.
And the reason is, you know, there's a lot of people here at Gen Wealth these days who are way younger than you and I are, John,
yep.
And they are still getting paid and paying into the system. And so that's the reason that bankrupt, air quotes here, bankrupt for Social Security does not look like bankruptcy for an individual. It would not be that the check goes to zero.
That's right. And so all of that kind of gets melded together into plans that you can actually flex and discuss with your advisor and say, what if this, what if that?
Mm-hmm.
And you will come out with a plan to get better at what you're trying to do. If it is retirement income planning, then you will have a better plan than what you had, or you will have affirmation that what you are doing is just right.
Another area that we haven't even mentioned yet is an insurance analysis. Do you have life insurance and or long-term care? Do you need those in place? Those are some important things to consider. So to wrap up for Faith, you're in your 50s and you've never had a plan. Don't assume that the ship has sailed. In fact, many Americans your age, and like we heard from this Transamerica study, many Americans your age are exactly where you are, where they have some savings in place, but they do not have a plan. And that means that starting now can make a really big difference for you. And all you need is a realistic budget, clear picture of what retirement is going to cost, and then a plan to help you put that in place.
Janet? Faith's question is the question of the week this week, and
All right. To
Faith for reaching out with your question. We would love to send you a free Get Ready for the Future Show Tumblr just for being the question of the week. So email us, Faith, at show@getreadyforthefuture.com and claim your Tumblr. All right, last question comes from Henry in Maumelle. We are 48 and 46 and just received a $100,000 inheritance. Should we use it to pay off debt, invest, or keep it in savings?
Okay, that sounds like, you know, one or the other, but let's think through this. A windfall is a gift, but only if you put it to work in the right way. So let's talk about some options for your next move. Step one, this is very important, Henry. Step one is take some time to think. Like, put the money in a high-yield savings account, set an appointment with an advisor, and discuss with your wife before you even come into the appointment with an advisor. Discuss with her what is important to the two of you. What are your dreams that maybe you haven't even allowed yourselves to think about yet because you didn't have this money previously, but now you do. So step one, take some time to think and understand that there is a lot of emotion around inherited money. And this opportunity to take some time to think helps you look at this more logically.
Let's also talk a little bit about sort of an order of operation here, because
yep.
I think that things make logical sense when you talk about financial planning. And the first thing is to check up on your emergency fund. Do you have 3 to 6 months expenses in an emergency fund? Then think about paying off non-mortgage debt. This is anything that's accruing interest or what have you outside of your home mortgage. You want to get that paid off and taken care of. And then you also want to talk about looking at retirement and tax advantage savings with this kind of lump sum of money, Janet. I think that could help you catch up on maybe savings that was delayed or deferred in the past. Also, I think you've got to think about how do we pay off eventually that mortgage
yes.
if you have one.
Yeah, so there's several things to think about. Circling back to the non-mortgage debt, let's say it's a vehicle. You know, you're going to need to replace that vehicle at some point in the future. So even though it would free up the vehicle payment money per month right now, you still need to make a payment to yourself so that you have a replacement. So we want to look at just there are so many different options you have, and it's really important to get a holistic view of everything that you've got going on financially to determine how to approach this. One thing in the retirement section here as you're preparing for retirement that made us think about what type of dollars you're actually inheriting. We don't know whether those are qualified or non-qualified dollars. And what that means is the person from whom you're receiving this inheritance, did they have that money in a 401k, in an IRA, in something that the IRS would consider retirement assets? And if so, then we need to have a tax conversation and required minimum distributions. There are lots of other things to consider if this is qualified money.
Janet, I think that more so than anything, this is an opportunity for Andrew to have sort of a new day as far as his money is concerned. Mm-hmm. He's got $100,000. He's going to sit down and visit with a financial advisor and get a plan. But I think he can then, if he hasn't already been doing this, I think he can then begin to work annually with that financial advisor, be sure that he's tracking on the track that he needs to be on, and then use this inheritance to create sort of a new mentality from a financial standpoint so they can have better outcomes in the future. When we talk here at GenWealth about helping people to discover, protect, and share true financial independence, the discovery part of that is really one of those things that you go, oh, wow, this is actually possible. And a $100,000 inheritance can jumpstart any activity when it comes to financial independence if you handle it the right way.
Absolutely. So a lot of things here for you to consider as you're walking through this decision. But again, I think one of the main points is for you guys before you come in to meet with an advisor to sit down and dream a little, like allow yourselves to really walk through what this could look like and then be intentional to get a plan on paper on purpose, which brings me to the final thoughts. That's where I was going to go.
I'll just let you roll right on there.
Yeah, roll right on, because as we roll into a new year, don't let your regrets from 2025 and prior roll into the next year. I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions because they fade away pretty quickly, but I am a fan of new habits and making them part of who we are, because we want you to be a better person a year from now, 2 years from now, etc., than who you are today. That should be the goal for everybody. And one of the best ways for you to do that for your future financial independence is for you to get a time to meet with a financial advisor.
Janet, you know, there's the saying that we've heard for years that you will ultimately become a culmination of the books that you read, and I'm going to kind of expand that a little bit and say the information that you take in.
Because it's podcast today, too.
That's right. And the people that you hang out with. If money is that central arbiter of happiness here in American life, then doesn't it make sense to have a money coach, somebody to walk along beside you and help you with this complex thing of money? I think that if you understand the impact that money has on your life, master that beast. Be sure to learn as much as you can. Educate yourself with the coach to get a path of financial independence underway. Here at GenWealth, we are different because we are education-driven, strategy-based, and team-delivered. All you have to do is reach out to us at 866-653-PLAN, 866-653-7526 to get your plan for financial independence. And that is all the time that we have. And that kind of flew by fast.
It did.
How did we do that so well? I guess we've had a little bit of experience.
Once or twice.
All right. A new year is coming, and we've got more information for you on the Get Ready for the Future show. We are back next week with more on retirement, investments, and your money. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to the Get Ready for the Future show. If you enjoy hearing from the Gen Wealth team every week, make sure and subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to help us get the word out on building towards financial independence, leave us a rating and review. The Gen Wealth financial team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.